Vice President Joe Biden says that he and the president will make major political pushes for their plan to reduce gun violence in America.
We're going to go around the country making our case, and we're going to let their voices, the voice of the American people, be heard.
Joining us live this morning, Bob Schieffer, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent and host of Face the Nation. Bob, looks like the Obama administration is going to use the political machine that helped get him reelected to help sell this guns program.
I think they're going to have to. I mean, this is one of the toughest fights that any administration has ever taken on. And it's going to take, you know, it's going to take more than the administration. It's going to take more than Congress. They have got to create a situation out in the country where people are saying we absolutely have to do this. Because here's what's going on. Every poll shows that the people want much tougher restrictions on the sale of firearms, you know, such things as background checks and all of the things that we have talked about. And yet, you know, you have a very powerful lobby that's taking the other side. And what they have to do is take this debate away from the extremists on both sides and get it back to the middle. Because that seems to reflect what most people feel right now. But make no mistake about it, and they understand that this is going to be one of the toughest things they've ever done. But it's something I think most people in this country simply believe that we've come to a point where we can't have things happen like happened up in Connecticut. If this is not enough to spur people into action, we have to ask ourselves, what is enough? How bad does it have to be?
Bob, let's say they do succeed in being able to create a national campaign that wins public support on this. They still have to get those lawmakers on Capitol Hill to vote for it, and they're the ones who seem to be feeling the most pressure.
Yeah, they are. But, I mean, you know, Congress often reflects the national will. What we have had is through these gerrymandered districts, so forth. Now you have people elected on one issue, and many of them are, you know, absolutely opposed to any change in the gun laws. And that's the part that has to change. And what the administration is hoping is that they can, you know, bring public pressure on these people where they will see it's in their own political interest to get this done. But, you know, it's going to be tough. And, you know, if we are going to have a country that's safe for our children to go to school anymore, it's going to take more than just Congress, Washington, the White House. You're going to have civic groups. You're going to have all kinds of groups. I mean, look at what Mothers Against Drunk Driving has been able to do in reducing the number of deaths caused by people who use alcohol and drive cars. It's going to take a national effort, but I think we have reached the tilting point here. I think we are at a point here in this country where people have finally said, we've simply got to find a way to do this.
You going to take this up on Face the Nation?
Yeah, that's going to be because we're going to be, you know, this is inauguration week, and we're going to be, you know, focusing on that and what's ahead for the second term. We've got a lot of people who've seen Washington in the past and have tracked all this kind of stuff, not the least of which is Condoleezza Rice, the former Secretary of State, who's going to be with us. Bob Woodward, the great reporter who's seen so much. Dee Dee Myers, who worked for Bill Clinton. Peggy Noonan, one of the most respected voices on the right. And don't forget, this weekend also marks the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. So we'll take note of that too.
Mm-hmm. Awesome stuff, Joe Califano, with one of the most distinctive voices ever.
Yeah,
Califano, it comes out like that.
And also, I might add, one of the most effective people at crafting legislation and putting together, helping to put together coalitions with LBJ that actually got things done.
Good. Be good to see him. Thanks, Bob. Have a good weekend. CBS's Bob Schieffer.
Money News.